Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And I fell for it, okay? I got really hype. I saw a playoff graphic. And it got to me. It got to me a little bit. And let's face it, the standings are what they are. You know, right now, I know that the Lions have the tiebreaker over the 6-3 Bears. I know this. But it's just something about seeing all the visuals and knowing the team won. And they have this massive game against the Vikings. Nobody's saying it's not. But then I saw the graphic that I sent to us on the group thread, which was, if the playoffs were today. And they had the matchups. And I believe it was Adam Schefter who posted it. You know him from, I don't know, being the main football reporter in life for us.
I think he was NFL insider, Adam Schefter.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't do the ESPN voice. And heading into week 11, he posts this graphic. I'll hold it up here because it's on my phone for our Twitch crew. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Playoff picture after week 10. Bold fonts, everybody. AFC division, the one seed, of course, divisional round. AFC, it's the Colts. NFC, it's the Eagles. And then wild card round, 7 seed and 2 seed. Green Bay Packers and Seattle Seahawks. Seattle's obviously the 2 seed. On the bottom, it's the Rams as the 5 seed and the 4 seed Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then there's that line in the middle. 6 seed, Bears at 3 seed Lions. And I got hype. Did we not get hype when I sent this to us? Like, I'm like, oh, look at this. And it's not like we're talking about this in September, and it's not even being the 12th team out of, well, 15, 16 teams in the hunt graphic. So this is different. This is, you're making the big graphic. That's what the Bears are. I know that it's jumping the gun. We know what the flaws in this team are. We've seen them. But that brought up my next question. Does this graphic get more real to you if the Bears go to Minnesota at one of the roughest places to play in the league and they win? Do your expectations change? Does it start to get more real? Even Rex Grossman alluded to it yesterday when we were talking, in a way, when he said, you know, these things can take shape a year before you might expect them to.
Well, the Bears are coming.
Yeah.
He said that too.
I think it gets way more real. There's a couple reasons why it gets more real if they win at Minnesota. Because let me tell you something. It all falls apart if they lose at Minnesota. It falls apart because at that point you're 0-3 in the division. And the best you can finish is 3-3 in the division. And knowing how tiebreakers work, the fact that the Vikings would then have a tiebreaker over you if they catch you, the fact that the Packers you haven't even seen yet, you still got to face them twice. And of course, the Lions already have a win over you. You know, 4 teams from the division are not making the playoffs.
But look how pretty this is.
Oh, I see it. Look, I understand the glamour
Bears
of it
are
all.
Right there.
You know,
they're
what it's
not
like
in the group. They're in there.
You know what it's like, Layla? It's like when Halloween happens and you understand you've been hit with a barrage of online advertising for Christmas and early Black Friday deals. And then you find yourself somehow on Michigan Avenue and you're literally window shopping. Like, oh, that would be nice to buy. That would be nice to buy for me or for my friends or my family, my loved ones, whoever, right? And the reality is you ain't got the money yet to buy that stuff, all that stuff you want.
Or you're just insulted because it's 90 degrees outside at 6 a.m. on October 19th in the high-end shopping center in Houston where all the oil money goes, has their Christmas stuff up. Who are you fooling? That's wishful thinking. But this I don't, it's not,
this playoff
we are not
graphic,
to wishful thinking when we've had 9 games in the season.
This playoff graphic is still window shopping because nothing's happening tomorrow. There's still way too much time that needs to pass, way too much money you need to earn, aka wins, to be able to afford the things you see in the window. You want to look at that window right now, the window on your phone. It's got the standings.
He's laughing at me because I keep looking at the graphic.
And it looks pretty and it looks nice. And you're like, I think I can put this on layaway. Let me tell you something.
Layaway's back.
You might have to get a part-time job to be able to afford that even on layaway.
You and I are no stranger to side hustles. I think that's what we do.
Yes, but for the Bears, they have things in front of them right now. It's like they've got a big job coming up this weekend. Their part-time / full-time hustle. If they don't get a win this weekend, it all goes away.
Connor O'Donnell, our video moderator on Twitch and also our big man on our video team, he posted the link to the Adam Schefter graphic. Look at it. Look at it. It's on our Twitch chat. When you look at it, it makes you feel some type of way. It does. And the reasonable take with this is, what does it take for you to really believe this? And for me, I think the answer is a win over the Vikings in Minnesota.
That is a powerful first step. Let me
Slow
tell you why.
Clap that skull all the way out the house.
Yeah, I forgot about this. I actually forgot about Skull. I'm glad you reminded me. That game is on the road. It's a very tough place to play. That's another reason why this would be such a big win. But let me tell you something. If they get the win, if they improve to 7-3, first of all, there's a chance that they're almost to the top of this graphic. I told you who the Lions have next.
That's right, the Eagles.
Philadelphia.
Birds, as we like to say. Birds.
So they could legitimately be alone at the top. It could be the same graphic next week, and they could be the 3 seed.
Also, did you see the CHSN post that an alliance is forming?
Yeah, between the Eagles and the Bears, right? Because the Eagles took down the Packers at Lambeau.
Yeah.
And of course, 3-0 against the division are the Chicago Bears as far as the NFC East goes.
I feel like as two people who have worked in Philly, and that's where I met you, is at Comcast Sportsnet there, that we should really kind of lead the charge on this alliance. The problem is the alliance falls apart on Black Friday.
I mean, it could really fall apart, like fall apart.
Yeah, in front of apparently the world watching on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, they might break it.
Not just the nation. They've decided the world needs to watch Eagles and Bears. But none of that is important to me right now. What's important is in this moment on this Wednesday, the alliance that's forming with Eagles fans, because I am a believer that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Unfortunately, you know that they're going to turn enemy to you in a couple weeks. And then the other part of this is that if they do beat the Vikings, who are for them reeling, I say that in quotes. Now that pretty picture that Adam Schefter and the ESPN graphics people painted gets more and more real.
It does.
And frankly, as we've said before, we're going to get to the Cubs next segment, by the way. But as we've said before, when it comes to raising your standards, shouldn't we be in a place where that discussion happens again for the first time in many years?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
If the Bears beat the Vikings and get their seventh win of the season in their first 10 games and only have 7 games left to get 3 wins to get to 10-7, absolutely, the expectation changes. Win 3 games in 7 games. You should be able to win 3 out of 7.
It sounds so simple, but we know that the Bears, at least by tankathon.com, are ranked 4th in the NFL in difficulty of remaining schedule. And that's what makes this so tough. At some point, you have to ask yourself, what really is going to refine this team? What is going to prove that the first 9 games weren't a mirage to you? What defines real progress as far as reward in the NFL? And we know that that means playoffs, number one, for the teams who try, you know, especially in the NFC, especially there where you know it's more wide open, as we've seen. And then additionally, is it going to be a game like going on the road, playing a team you played before, avenging that demon for Monday Night Football, and having a different discussion once you come out on the other side if you get the W? This is Raheemy Harrison Grody, by the way, on 670 The Score. And our segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Are you ready to embrace the concept of being not only in the hunt, but on the graphic that's got the real playoff contenders?
Well, it's here. You don't
seeds.
Just accept that it's here. And accept this also. This is the first time that Ben Johnson and the Bears will face a team for the second time. This is a great data point, a measuring stick, a recalibration point, whatever you want to call it, because we saw what happened in week one, the very first game of Ben Johnson's head coaching career. They blew a fourth quarter lead to a quarterback making his first NFL start in J.J. McCarthy, but now you get to right the wrongs of that and show just how far you've come against that same Vikings team. And I think that's why this schedule, it lines up nicely for a team that's learning the ropes, for a head coach learning the ropes, for a quarterback in his first year in a new system. All of that lines up to say, this is how much better we are than the first time they played the Vikings, where, by all accounts, except for maybe the Skol accounts, they should have actually won that game.
That's the other part of this, too, is number one, you're in this situation because you didn't do the thing you were supposed to do in week one. But we're no stranger to that part. That we know. Like, that we know how to address mentally. We know how to talk about it. We understand what happens when an opportunity doesn't actually happen for the Bears that should have. That I understand. What I don't know quite how to handle yet is a team that for real, could make the playoffs.
Also, the Vikings are a better football team than the 4-5 record that's put out there. I feel like they're coming off a loss to the Ravens, but we saw what the Bears did against the Ravens, and the Ravens are obviously a team desperate to have to pull off a winning streak of some kind just to get into the AFC playoffs. But remember, a couple of weeks ago, they went to Detroit and did that thing. They beat the Lions in Detroit.
That's it. It's that this is such a confusing season in that, number one, we talked about this yesterday. The NFC North is not the best division in football, and it's not the best division in the NFC this year. That, I think, belongs to the NFC West, and I think that 3 playoff teams likely come out of the NFC West. But if that's the case, that probably means that the Bears aren't in it. You know, that's the hard part about reconciling all of this, too. So, you know that for where the Bears are in their relative situation with a first-year head coach, even though this is several years in for Ryan Poles, it's 2 years in for Caleb Williams now, almost. There are pieces here where you say this isn't still a rebuild. Ryan Poles never wanted to call it a rebuild in 2022. But the fact of the matter is, you earned the right to be in this discussion today. You earned the right to be talked about today.
the thing that haunts you, and you mentioned the fact that the NFC West looks like the best division in football so far this year. And the Niners, if the playoffs started today, they would be out, and the Bears would be in.
And the Bears have a game against the Niners, next to last game before the end of the season.
But what if I told you that three teams from the West were to make the playoffs, and the Bears still made the playoffs because the Packers didn't make it? Have you thought about that yet?
I think we should.
Because they've got two games against the Packers, the Bears do. And let me tell you something. As long as they don't get swept by the Packers, that becomes a very real possibility when you look at the Packers' schedule.
And, like, just get ready. We're going to talk about this for the rest of the season because, again, the Bears have earned the right to be able to have that discussion. Like, I'm going to rewind back to, and you mentioned the Packers. Like, think about how dominant they looked against the Lions in week one. How they stifled that offense. How Micah Parsons just looked like a bat out of hell. You know, running all over the field, chasing people down, changing the shape of that game for the Lions, destructing their game plan, even though, you know, the sack number total may not show it, but you saw the video, you saw what you saw. And think about how the Bears had lost at home against the Vikings and what you were thinking about the division then. And that's not the case now. You know, that's, as you just said, some truce that we saw in the league when it came to who we thought would beat who. When the Lions lose to the Vikings, for example. You know, but then they double up the Commanders the next week. There's more parity in this division than there was last year. And I think that that's going to affect how we feel about this week in and week out. It's going to be a roller coaster for the rest of the season. Buckle up.
It doesn't have to be a roller coaster. Just win this week, win the following week. You're 8-3 heading into that Black Friday game, and everything feels good.
But you don't also want to tank in December. You know, you don't want to limp into the playoffs.
No.
Especially when Ben Johnson said that the offense is going to look better in December than it did in September. That theoretically what they're building is going to be more fully realized on the field. You're going to be sitting there going, they could have scored a touchdown on this drive. They could have marched down the field a little farther, moved the chains more on this drive. You know, it's going to be that kind of evaluation. That's what happens when the higher expectations come in.
You know what the real blessing is here for all of us right now in this moment is that when you talk about the expectations changing if they get a win in Minnesota on Sunday, the expectations have already changed as far as what you expect every time the Bears offense takes the field. You expect them to get first downs. You expect them to score. It's just a matter of, do I expect a touchdown or a field goal? That's where the baseline has moved to such a positive point where this offense is now undeniable that it exists in a positive way.
I think we've gotten some really good discussion here, both on our text line and on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Connor O'Donnell mans the Twitch chat. He put up that graphic. If you want to see it, link to it in the chat. Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis are also part of our video team. And then Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer are our producers. You can call us 312-644-6767. And you can text us 312-644-6767. Same number. And 919 says, Layla, my answer would be when we play a good second and third quarter. That middle eight that you're talking about that Ben Johnson refers to as well. That encompasses that discussion. The text says, just play good versus wanting to tear my hair out on offense. D has to prove that they can stop an opponent's drive consistently. Ben, don't break isn't enough. That's true. The best defenses in the league, they don't just stifle you in the red zone. But stifling teams in the red zone will get you into the playoffs.
That will get you wins, and wins are what ultimately you count up. And my favorite text on this text line in this first segment is from 847 at the top, Layla. The NFL is still in an illusionary state. I trust nothing. In most other years, we'd have a pretty good idea. I think that's spot on. And that's what makes the NFL so great. Because week to week, you don't know what you're seeing. You didn't expect the Miami Dolphins to destroy the Buffalo Bills last week.
It really was a destruction.
Yes. There are so many examples of teams that you thought weren't good beating other teams. And any given Sunday has really come into full bloom over the last month or so.
I mean, there are some truths. I think they just mostly lie with the teams in the AFC. I think there is a reason that Drake May is now getting discussion, legitimate discussion for the MVP candidacy. And I want to talk about that with Danny Parkins at one. I think that the Colts are every bit of their 8-2 record and they doubled down at the trade deadline and wanted to add. So, you know, they're going for it. I think the Denver Broncos record not only reflects that their offense doesn't have to be spotless clean, but that their defense is helping them be so successful at 8-2. I believe those things. You know, I believe that those teams outright in the AFC are showing you why they've earned the discussion. But when the best record in the NFC is 7-2, whether it's the Eagles, Seahawks, or Rams, the discussion is more wide open. We expected that. Yeah, that's the fun part of this, is you get to hope. You get to look at your team on a playoff graphic on November 12th, and it's okay. It's okay to ask, what's it really going to take? Welcome to Leveling Up.
There's four teams I believe will make the playoffs in the NFC. After that, I don't know. Those four teams are the Eagles, the Seahawks, the Lions, and the Rams. After that, I don't know. Although the Bucs are pretty close just because their division's terrible. So
yeah, I was going to say, I still think Tampa Bay makes it out of the South pretty easily. But then? And yeah, let's talk about the Packers disappointing at 5-3-1. Let's do it because it's fun and I like it. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, we have to shift gears because there was a lot of talk that came out of the GM meetings in Las Vegas out of Cubs front office brass, Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins. But similar to us saying that we have to change our mindset when it comes to the Bears, do we really have to when it comes to the Cubs? Let's examine what they had to say and how you might feel like you've been in this position before. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.